the long-awaited championship fight for the middleweight crown is about to get underway. Rocky Graziano and Tony Zale are meeting for their world middleweight championship fight tonight at Rupert Stadium in Newark. Early in the day, rain and heavy clouds threatened another postponement of this scrap that was scheduled originally for last night. Champion Graziano of Brooklyn is favored at 13-5 to beat the 34-year-old ex-champ from Gary, Indiana, from whom Rocky wrested the crown at Chicago last July. Apparently, the experts figure that the 24-hour postponement has helped Rocky more than Tony Zale. The champion does not dry out to keep his most effective fighting weight, but Tony Zale does. Bull-shouldered Graziano and statuesque Zale loafed uneasily at their New York hotels until mid-afternoon, when the weather began to clear up. They fretted, of course, at the delay that forced them to continue on a strict pre-battle diet. Each is eager to get it over with. Moreover, another postponement would have forced a second weigh-in at the Newark City Hall tomorrow. Again, each would have to register under the 160-pound limit. No weigh-in was required, of course, today, for only yesterday noon they had stepped on the scales at the City Hall, with Rocky registering 158.5 pounds and Zale weighing in at 158.75. Graziano went to a movie this afternoon. When a reporter asked The Rock if he planned a nap before the bout, the shaggy-haired dead-end champ snorted, "No, I can't sleep now. I want to get in there and fight. Besides, I had a good sleep last night." Tony Zale was more calm than the emotional champion. He took a leisurely walk in New York's Central Park. Then he slept for nearly 2 hours. During those uncertain hours when another postponement was threatened, Tony and Rocky had company in their fretting. Everyone connected with the Tournament of Champions Incorporated, which is promoting this bout, appreciated the financial danger of another delay. It is almost a ring adage that fans from out of town will shrug off a one-day postponement, but they'll want their money back when a fight is deferred 2 days or more. Moreover, additional rent is paid each night for the big stadium. More menacing, however, was the fact that tomorrow night will be the absolute deadline when the fight could be held. Although the baseball team, the Newark Bears, had a doubleheader with the Montreal Royals scheduled for tomorrow night, the ball club was willing to give up that date for the fight. But the club would not give up play on Saturday or next week. A washout tonight and tomorrow night would cause an indefinite postponement, probably until after the Joe Louis, Jersey Joe Walcott heavyweight title fight, which will be held at New York on June the 23rd. Such a deferment, of course, would cost the promoters to blow at least 150 grand bucks, which is quite a sum. Tonight's bout is not expected to last its scheduled 15 rounds, for each of their previous brawls has ended in the sixth frame. Zale retained his title by knocking out Rocky at Yankee Stadium in 1946. And Rocky captured the crown by stopping Tony Zale at Chicago Stadium last July. Both fights were really thrilling slugfests. And now to Bear Stadium in Newark, where Russ Hodges and Mel Allen are ready to give you the ringside color, the celebrities in attendance, and of course the blow-by-blow of this 15-round title fight. Come in, Russ Hodges.
So now, of course, you see the usual activity that is going on in the ring with the gloves being produced. Zale looking very quiet and very confident over his corner. Both boys, of course, heavily bearded, haven't shaved for 3 days. Zale is in a white terry cloth bathrobe with, as Mel told you, the long trousers to keep him warm. Now, remember, Tony's complaint from the Chicago affair was that it was too warm there for him, and this cool night in Newark may be exactly what he wants. It is not a night that we would say is at all cold. The temperature is at least 60, but the boys should be able to work up a fine sweat and put up a wonderful encounter. Incidentally, movies are being made of this entire contest, so you fans around the nation can see them very soon in your neighborhood theaters. So we're looking right up now at Paul Cavalier, who has a very fine record of refereeing in the state of New Jersey. Now up to the ring announcer, Johnny Addy.
Ladies and gentlemen, your very kind attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be very brief, just one announcement. I will go through these gentlemen very quickly. On behalf of the Tournament of Champions and the state of New Jersey, in the names of Mr. Ben Padney, President, Andy Niederreiter, promoter, and their associates in this promotion, permit me to express our keen appreciation for your wonderful attendance here tonight. We sincerely hope you'll be with us again in future championship presentations. That's all. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bronx Express challenges the winner of tonight's contest, Jacob LaMotta. The always pleasing, the young welterweight, Tony Riccio. Former light heavyweight champion of the world, Lilio Latina. And now making a successful comeback, one of the contenders for light heavyweight honors, Johnny Colan. Here, ladies and gentlemen, considered by boxing experts as one of the cleverest boxers of all time, Tippi Lincoln. And here's the Irvington, New Jersey, contender for Ray Robertson's welterweight crown, Charlie Fiosari. A major popular Jerseyite, hot right from Railway, New Jersey, Eddie Russell. And also the pleasing New York welterweight, Billy Graham. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a newcomer from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, undefeated in 40 professional fights, undefeated as a middleweight, Lee Sala. And here, ladies and gentlemen, the leading contender, the light heavyweight championship honors, Izzard Charles. Izzard Charles. Also here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll try to get them all, please. Hero of World War II, former lightweight and welterweight champion of the world, Bonnie Ross. Come on up, Bonnie Ross. All right, well, we're waiting.
They're waiting on Bonnie Ross to come up, Bonnie, and now Scotty, I didn't let her do someone else.
The welterweight king, Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray Robinson has been introduced and is trying to fight his way also, through the mob at ringside. Here's another announcement.
Personality in the ring today, boxing's wonder man, the light heavyweight champion of the world, Gus Lesnovich.
Lesnovich, who makes his home very close to here, has just been introduced, and now Barney Ross has finally been able to work his way up through the crowd to take his bow. Here he comes to the ring now. He looks wonderful as he climbs through the ropes. Barney Ross, who was the lightweight and welterweight champion, and then a terrific marine out at Guadalcanal. Barney's put on a pound or two, and his hair is gray, but we know that he still could find his way around that ring if somebody had to put a pair of gloves on him.
Heavyweight champion of the world, the Manessa Mama, Jack Dempsey.
Dempsey coming up the aisle to our right. That is coming in from Rocky Graziano's corner. And Gus Lesnovich is flying through. Light heavyweight king and the boy that has met them all and right now is the kingpin. Now Dempsey is shaking hands with Graziano. And the Manassa Mahler at over 50 looks wonderful. Dark blue suit. White and black sports shoes, walks around that ring with a cat-like tread.
Light heavyweight champion of the world, Bob Olin.
Bob Olin, the former light heavyweight champion, shaking hands with Jack Dempsey. Right now, I believe Bob outweighs Jack.
Undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, Gene Tunney.
We're going to have another meeting in the ring between Jack Dempsey and Gene Tunney. Gene Tunney, who took the title away from Dempsey in 1926.
Come on up.
Billy Seuss has also been introduced, and he's about ready to come up. All of those that have been introduced represent a regular who's who in the boxing profession, famous fighters of all time. Here's Gene Tunney. And it seems almost impossible that it was way back in 1926 that Dempsey and Gene got together. They both still appear to be in wonderful physical trim. They shake hands, Gene in his gray suit, Jack Dempsey in his dark blue suit. And there's a battery of cameras all over them as they're taking pictures to be shown to you folks around the country. And also now Johnny Addy, the announcer, comes over to the ring. What they're trying to do is to get some poses out of Tony and Dempsey. Tony Torino of St. Paul, Minnesota. He took a voting poll all over the nation for Rocky Graziano. Out of 11,000 votes shown, showed him 34-1 for Rocky to fight again. And Rocky said Torino helped him 100% in getting back into the ring. Looking around now, as we have a little time, looking up at Ray Arcel, who is in Tony's Hales corner. And Whitey Bimstein over in Rocky Graziano. Some of the famous riders who are here tonight. Gene Kessler of the Chicago Times. Johnny Hoffman of Chicago. Mayor O'Brien of New York City has entered just about a half hour ago and got his usual fine ovation.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being so wonderful. Thank you.
Others here tonight, Willie Ratner of the Newark News, Hi Goldberg of the Newark News and of the Sports
Ladies
Novel.
And gentlemen.
Here's Johnny Addy again.
This is the main event. 15 rounds. For the middleweight championship of the world, introducing from Gary, Indiana, wearing purple trunks, the outstanding challenger for the middleweight title, Tony Zell.
Kid from Gary.
And his opponent from Brooklyn, New York, wearing black trunks, the middleweight champion of the world, Rocky Graziano.
Rocky takes a full spin on the crowd. He's got a very confident grin on his face. I'll certainly say that.
Attention, team. The weight. Weight. Round 158 and 3/4 pounds. Graziano, 158.5. Ladies and gentlemen, the ring officials assigned for this contest by the New Jersey State Athletic Commission. Timekeeper, Bill Miller. Counting for the knockdowns at the bell, Matt Fleischer. Referee, Carl Cavalier. Main event, 15 rounds for the middleweight championship of the world.
Waiting for the bell for round one, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Both men come out the center of the ring. They're looking a left hook to the chin by Graziano. Zale flicks out with a left jab. They're looking at each other, looking each other over very carefully. A left hook to the chin by Zale and another left hook to the chin by Graziano. Zale flicks out with the left, looking for open throws. A left hook and a left to the chin and one to the mid section. They try to pull the rope, then Zale is throwing left and right to Graziano's head off the rope. And Rocky is trying to drive back in, and they go into a tie up on the rope over the far side of the ring. All right. Small Cavalier separation. Little crimson on Rocky's head as Tony Zale got in a few good punches. They're looking each other over again. Zale watching very carefully. Throws a right to the heart of Graziano. Graziano retaliated with a light right and a left hook to the chin by Zale. And Graziano ties him up as they go into the infighting. Separated by referee Paul Cavalier. Just underway round one. And there's a good left hook and down goes Graziano. Left hook to the chin by Zale. Rocky gets up immediately. He's out of two, three, four. He's up. And now we're ready. And Zale over the Rocky throws a wild right to the heart, and Zale comes back with a left hook to the chin. And now they're separated, and there's Zale throws a right to the heart a little bit short. Now Rocky looks in, trying to get there, takes a left hook on the head. Zale throws a left, it misses. Zale misses, ducks away from a wild right swing by Rocky, and Zale comes in fighting, misses a wild right to the head. Rocky hasn't thrown a good punch yet. He ducks away from a left, but gets a right under the heart. They go in close as they go into the clinch, and they're separated now by Paul Cavalier. Zale throws a little red. Rocky throws the left hook, just grazes the nose of Tony Zale. Tony, stalking his opponent, throws the left. It misses over the left shoulder, and he gets Rocky on the ropes, throws the left to the hook. They're in tight. Rocky ties him up. A little infighting. Either boy throwing any terrific punches in the infighting. They're separated again by Paul Cavalier. Rocky throws a right that's short, and Zale comes back with a hard right that's short. And now Zale throws a right to the heart. He's trying to bore in. Rocky has gotten a little bit the worst of it thus far in the first round. And now Zale starts to bore in. Throws a left hook on the chin of Rocky. Got him on the corner. Throws a left hook high on the head. And Rocky is trying to get away as Dale comes in close to him, and Rocky ties him up. And now they're separated. Out in the center of the ring, Rocky licks out with the left, but short. Dale throws a right to the midsection, takes a right on the chin. And now, as they move around, Rocky's trying to throw that right of his. Zale, the clever boxer. Rocky, the big puncher. Rocky throws the left hook that rocks Zale slightly. And now Rocky throws another left hook to the chin of Zale. Zale looking for another opening. And Rocky now is dancing around, moving around, circling to the right of Zale. Zale throws the right to the midsection, drives Rocky back onto the ropes. Rocky bounces off, comes back to the left and short. And now Zale moving in, looking for that opening. Rocky bobbing and weaving, throws the right uppercut and misses. The left hook that misses. And now Zale beautifully dancing away, looking for an opening to throw on. He throws the left to the chin of Rocky. Didn't hurt him very much. And now Rocky boring in, takes a hard right to the heart, throws a left and a right, and takes a right in turn, throws a hard right and a left hook, and then on to the right. That's him, and there's the bell. See, the boy heard the... They're still fighting. They're still fighting, and there's the bell again. At the end of round one, rest.